We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Avoda Selilim, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Hey. Vze Bechinas Mashenitztavu Yisrael Achar Maiso Egel Al Nidvas HaMishkan. Based on what we've been learning till now, we'll be able to understand why the Jews were instructed after the sin of the Egel to donate to the Mishkan. Because the golden calf, which is an example of Avodah Zorah, that sin came about through Bilbul Hamedame. Al yidei she'ein mishtadlin lohoyer hagavnin shebekesev ezov lachnia hamedame. Through the fact that the Jews did not put in the proper effort to bring forth the light that's found in this, the good spiritual light that's found in gold and silver, in order to defeat the medame, to subdue the medame. Shaideze mizgaber hamedame, and when you don't subdue the medame gets strong, umahapech hadover, and it turns things upside down. Veyoinek menefila sagavnin, the medame draws energy and strength from the fallen light that's in the money, and it takes the gold and silver, which could have been a positive thing, it could have been a thing used to serve Hashem, and it turns it to the opposite, into an idol. Because as we mentioned earlier, in gold and silver, there's really found heavenly light, heavenly colors. This is tied into the first pasuk in Chumash Dvarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu makes reference to all the mistakes that the Jews made while they were in the desert, all the things that they did wrong, and he mentions Vidi Zohov, that they had a lot of gold. Shedorsh Rabbi Senuzal, Shaydei Riboy HaZohov Osu Hegel, because they had all of that gold. That's part of what set them up for making a golden calf, for making idols. Hainu kanal, as we explained earlier, that in gold and silver and in money is found gavnen elohen, heavenly light, heavenly colors. And if a person uses it the right way, then that heavenly light shines brightly, and it's machnia, the medame. It defeats the medame, which is the opposite of this heavenly light. Medame is that power that can make bad look good, and good look bad, chas v'shalom. Al kein hoyo hatikun al yidei nidvas hamishkon. Therefore, once the Jews worshipped the golden calf, once they worshipped Avodah Zorah, the tikkun for that was by donating to the Mishkan. Shehein bechinas tzedaka. That's an example of charity. Bechinas his galus hagavnan eloin, which is the concept of bringing forth the heavenly light that's found in money. Shehein bechinas yud gimel dvorim shebo benidvas hamishkan. This is the concept of the 13 individual items that the Jews donated to the Mishkan. Shehem, Zohov, Vochesef, Unachoshes, Uscheles, Vargomon, Tolas, Shoni, which are listed several times in the Torah, in the beginning of Parshas Pikude, in Tetzave. Shekulam, Heim Bechinas, Gavnen Eloin. All 13 items represent this heavenly light, these heavenly colors that are Bechinas Bigdei Yesha Hamavoyer Batoyranal, the concept of a clothing of light that's mentioned in the chapter on the Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, Torah Chafei. Shaydei Zeh Nichna HaMedame. By bringing forth that light, that's how we defeat the Medame Shemisham HaAvodah Zorah, which is the cause of idols and idol worship. And this is why the Gemara tells us that by donating to the Mishkan, that's how they corrected the sin of worshipping the golden calf. And therefore, through these contributions, the Mishkan was built. Sheshom hoyumevim kol akrobonois, which is where all the different sacrifices were brought. Ki hakrobonois shemevim mibehemois heim bechinas hachnoas hamedame, Shehu koyach habehemis, hamavur abatoyra. Now, because the act of bringing karbonos is taking a behema and sacrificing it for Hashem, using it for Hashem's honor. Behema is the union of medame. We said behema represents the seichel of medame, koyach medame. And by taking the behema and shechting it and sprinkling its blood on the mizbech and everything, we're subduing the behemius and bringing forth that light of kedusha. As Rabbeinu Zal points out in Torah Chaf Hei and Likutei Moran, when he quotes the Gemara, Mishechorav Beis Hamikdosh, Botlo Hashamir and Botlo this, Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Chaf Hei and Likutei Moran. V'alkein al yedei nedovo yiseilu shein b'chinas hizgalus hagavnin al yedei ze zochu lebinyan ha-mishkan sheshom kol ha-karbonoi shein achnu ha-samedame. Therefore, by revealing the light in gold and silver, by contributing it to the Mishkan, when they donated it to the Mishkan, through that they were zochu to build the Mishkan in which all the karbonois were brought, which was another aspect of being machnia the medame. So we have two shots at being machnia the medame. Number one, in gold and silver, you could have this medame. It can be used as idols, chas v'shalom. By using the gold and silver for kedusha, by using it by giving tzedakah with it, and one example of tzedakah is donating to the Mishkan, we bring forth the light in the money, the hizgalus of gedula saboire, as we mentioned in the previous year, and that's machnia the medame. So that's step one of being machnia the medame. Then, once we build the Mishkan, and in the Mishkan we take animals and bring them as sacrifices for Hashem, that's a second round of being machnia the medame. Because medame is the animal inside of the person, the animalistic instinct, the taivos rois, the midos rois. And in the Mishkan where those korbanos were brought, that's the place where there was the greatest being machnia of this koyach medame. Paragraph Vov, V'alkein nizbor chua koyhanim boashirus. This will also explain why the koyhanim had a special blessing of wealth. K'moshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says in Parshas V'zoi Sabrocha, Yosimu K'toira B'apecha, they place the aroma of the K'toiras in your nostrils. The Koyhanim were the ones who brought the K'toiras. And then the Pasuk says, Borei Hashem Cheloi, Hashem will bless their wealth. U'k'moshem Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, K'toiras Ma'asheres, that bringing the K'toiras would make the person that brought it wealthy. The Koyhanim would become wealthy from offering the Ktoiris. V'loishonobo oda me'oilam. And the Gemara says, for that reason, they never let the same Koyhan bring the Ktoiris twice, because they wanted to spread the wealth. They wanted every single Koyhan to be zecher to receive that bracha of wealth. K'dei sheyu kol ha-Koyhanim ashirin, so that all the Koyhanim should get that wealth. Ki ha-koyhanim oiskim b'korbonois mi behemois. Because the koyhanim were the ones who were involved in offering sacrifices from the behemois. Shehem b'chinas shviras ha-medame. That's an example of breaking the medame, destroying the behema and elevating it to korban. Shehu ikr kedushas klal ha-koyhanim. V'alkein ha-koyen ha-godol shu ikr kedushas klal ha-koyhanim v'kolo mikulam. And it's for this reason that the koyen godol, who is a composite of all the holiness of all the koyhanim, and he's the holiest of them, alkein nitztavu Yisroel ha-shiroi. For this reason, the Jews were given a special commandment to see to it that he should be wealthy. As the Gemara darshins on the Pasuk in the beginning of Kedoshim, where it says, the Kohen who is greater than his brothers, referring to the Kohen Godol, the Gemara says, Gadlehu Mishelechov. Make sure that he's greater than his brothers. Make sure that he's wealthier than the other Kohanim. K'dei sheyucha la'asok b'avoidas ha-kohuna b'shleimus. So that he should be able to fulfill the service of kahuna to perfection, shehu avoidas hakrobonois, which is the bringing of the sacrifices, shehem shviras hamedame, which involves breaking the medame, eliminating the behemius, Sheshvirosoi Vachnosoi Aide Ashirus Digdusha Daika, whereby one of the main prerequisites to defeating the Medame is that the person should have holy wealth. Shal Yodoi Nizgalin Hagavnin Shem Gedula Saburisboro. When a person has Ashirus Digdusha, he's bringing forth the heavenly light that's found in the money, which is in the gold and silver and in the money, which is Gedula Saboire. That's the greatness of Hashem, which is one of the main things that helps be Machnia, the Medameh.